This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, July 27th, God's word for you today is right now. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians 6 verse 2, and it says, "For God says, at just the right time, I heard you. On the day of salvation, I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation." When should I move fast? When God tells me to do something? When I need to ask or offer forgiveness? When I have made a promise to God? And when I have an opportunity to do good? Wherever you have an opportunity to do good, move fast. Proverbs 3 verse 27 says, "Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in your power to act." Most times, we give excuses instead of acting, and the most important excuse is, "I will do it when things settle down." Have you told yourself that before? Guess what? Things do not settle down. For instance, during the COVID-19 pandemic, a lot of people gave several excuses for not helping others. Some people actually said, when the pandemic goes, they will help. COVID-19 is not going anywhere. Is that shocking to you? Malaria has not gone anywhere. We learned to live with malaria. Yellow fever has not gone. It is still around today. Man does not really eradicate these kinds of diseases. We conquer it, and even after we conquer it, there is going to be another challenge. Ecclesiastes 11 verse 4 says, "If you wait for perfect conditions, you will never get anything done." So, when there is an opportunity to do good, do it. Do not wait. Do not second guess it. Just do it. When should I move fast? When God offers me salvation. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 2 says, "God is ready to help you right now. Today is the day of salvation." A lot of people are at that line, but they are pushing the time to cross it till tomorrow. Listen, God is ready to help you now. Today is the day, not tomorrow. You are going to cross that line and commit your life to Jesus. God is ready for you right now. An anonymous quote says, "Not to decide is to decide." And it is pretty accurate. Not to decide for Christ is to decide against Christ. To stay on the edge, you have actually decided. So when God offers you salvation, you have to grab it. Today is the day of salvation. And sometimes, God can still offer salvation to people who already know Him. And it is called deliverance. When a door of deliverance opens to you, you grab it. One of the ways of grabbing a door of deliverance for those that are believers is to build an altar to God. 2 Samuel chapter 24 verse 25 says, "David built an altar there to the Lord and sacrificed burnt offerings and peace offerings. And the Lord answered his prayer for the land, and the plague on Israel was stopped." The altar is the meeting place. When God offers salvation, the altar is a place where you embrace it and you crystallize it for yourself and for your children yet unborn. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to do good when it is within my power to grab your salvation and act immediately. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.